Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD. Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos,
pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa que estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te altera. Si no me sientes cerca te desespera. Me quiere dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie lidé. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Yo ahí va. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Shadow Blow,
el remix oficial para República Dominicana.
J Balvin,
DJ Lobo y Shadow Blow, the business, J Balvin, man. Ahí vamos, remix, DJ Lobo.
Tú want to music. Yo te dije que nosotros estamos trabajando a un nivel demasiado acelerado en el área. Colombia, RT, ya tú sabes qué es lo que es. Ya.
Hello everyone, welcome to Click. Hope you had a good day and hope you enjoyed the show. How's life treating you? Today's subject, we're going to talk about something a little bit sticky. Self-love is very important. If you don't love yourself, how can you love the other people in your life? That includes your spouses, your spouse, your children, your family, your friends. some of them already do so. They have a problem with themselves. So that's how they treat other people. Self-hatred is no joke. If you are in a relationship with someone and they always tell you how stupid you are, that you're not worth anything for where your value or your importance in the relationship, that person is not for you. I want to give a shout out to Ruth Wilton Gatson, Stacey, Jason, Jennifer, nieces and nephew, and Shane. Food for the Soul menu. Grilled steak salad with blue cheese crumbles. Tea soup. Dessert. Apple enchiladas. Drink. Coconut rum. Food for the Soul menu. Food for the Soul thought of today. Self-worth and self-value is very important. So many people are abusing your children today because sometimes they get mad at their situation. Their finances might not be right. Or they hate the person that they have the child with. It's not the child's fault that they're here. You know deep down in your heart that that person wasn't for you from the beginning. But you figure, I just keep this thing going. There's a price to pay when you do things the wrong way and for the wrong reason. We have so many children that are being neglected in so many ways. We have so much sexual abuse, physical abuse, emotional abuse. You know, a person that went through these kind of sexual abuse. If a person goes through this at a younger age, it will make it hard for them to cope with other relationships in their future life. They will have it hard. Not because they want to have it hard, but they have to rebuild trust. And if your family members hurt you, these are the people that are supposed to love you the most. They're all supposed to have your best interests at heart. So how can you trust a stranger or somebody you don't know if your first relationship was screwed up or messed up? We have a lot of that going on. So many people have so much stuff in their past that they deal with. And it's not their fault. But they want to grow and be a better person. But how can you, when that part of your life is so messed up? Relationships are so many doors and windows, hits and misses, and you have to know that person's past so you can deal with their future. If you can't love that person to deal with their past, you don't want to go no further, because it takes a strong person to deal with somebody with a shaky past. And I know so many women get into and out of abusive relationships. Each time, the abuse is a little bit worse than the last time. And I know you think, well, this is a learned behavior, and it really is a learned behavior. You don't think nobody don't love you until they do you wrong or treat you a certain type of way. And if somebody treats you good, that's not what you're used to. That's not your normal routine of anything. It's kind of like a person that always get into the same kind of relationship, but with different people. But they always seem to get the same people with the same qualities. You're always messing with dope dealers or are not trying to get ahead. People that are looking for you to take care of them. People that are not responsible. People that have no sense of drive or direction. The only way you can break this routine is that you got to change your mindset. set a standard of what you're looking to achieve and make a list of things that you really want in your relationship. It's hard to say, I want to be a Christian man when you don't go to church yourself. It's the truth. You always see the things that they don't have themselves. I want someone to love me, but you don't love yourself because you always put yourself in harm's way. How does that actually work? And then you get out of one bad relationship, you just into another one right away because you don't want to be alone or you have no standards for your own life. If you don't know your value, how can somebody else know your value? Why is it so important to get in a relationship when you don't have a relationship with yourself at first? I know a lot of times people get into relationships just to justify having sex or whatever, and they don't want to be labeled as a whore or a slut or a tramp. So they take a while to get into a relationship to have meaning so that I can do the things that I want to do under the cover of a relationship. It always is good to get into a relationship with somebody that can show you love, show that you have value. Somebody that's going to fill you up and not take you down. And it's not just people that have weight issues, they have these kind of issues. You have people that look good, they have a lot of issues as well. You'd be surprised at what some people deal with on the inside. It might not show on the outside. You might be saying, well, they got nice hair, they got a nice figure. They got a good job. They got a good house. They come from a good family. That don't mean nothing at all. Just more than mirror and image. That's all it is. If you look on the inside of that person, you see a whole bunch of mess, waste. You'll be surprised. You might see drug addiction. Drug abuse, child molestation, sexual addiction. You might be short. But it's always on the outside. Might not always be on the inside. Because the person talks a certain way, act a certain way, you think, man, it's a person for me until you get into a relationship. And then you find out how controlling that person really is. How abusive that person really is. It happens to a lot of people. They meet Mary, and Mary comes off as nice, polite, fun to be around. Until you get into a relationship with Mary. And then you see the true side of Mary, that it's all about her. You have no say-so. You can't go anywhere unless she be there. She checks your phone. She go through your email. She checks your Facebook posts. Go through your Facebook friends. Crazy after a while. She wants to know your routine. If you be 5 minutes to 30 minutes late after you leave work, it's a problem. She thinks you're cheating on her. Or accuse you of cheating on her. And I found in life to say sometimes it's the first person they're doing. It might not be you, it might be them. But their guilty conscience just projected it onto you. Relationships are hard. especially when you've got to know the other person. You've got to put God first in your relationships. There's no way around it. And sometimes it takes more than that. Because if you're dealing with somebody with depression issues, ball of wax, or can of worms that you got to be able to understand. Person with mood swings, sometimes they're happy, sometimes they're sad. You never know one day to the next what you get yourself into. It's a bad feeling. It can also be hard. I know everybody desires to be with somebody. That's why they have so many dating websites, because everybody is looking for love. Everybody wants that perfect relationship. Everybody wants that perfect marriage. There is no such thing. You can't have a perfect anything with imperfect people. If you have any questions or feedback, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. If you feel like your life is not the best, and you feel that you can't be the best, and you feel like you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, if you feel like you're by yourself and there's no help, if you feel like you're thrown in the towel, just check out the show, Food for the Soul, with Chef Ramon Weldon. If you feel like you want to talk, just email me. I'm here for you. I'm like Chucky, I'm your friend to the end. We're living in economical times where everybody worked 2 and 3 jobs just to try to make it. We're living in a time where there's so much sexual abuse, sexual orientation. Nobody don't know if they're a man anymore. Nobody don't know if they're women anymore. People are just walking around confused. And that's the way of the world now. We got so much drug abuse. We got so much gang violence. We got so much murder. People are killing you for nothing these days over our parking space. People actually blow you away for a parking spot at Walmart. Is it that serious? You're living in a world now, everybody is under a lot of stress. Nobody's getting any sleep anymore. Nobody wants to be alone anymore. You get out of one bad relationship, you jump into another one right away. You're overindulging alcohol, tobacco, drugs, pills. It's an overindulgence of having fun. Nobody wants to hold out anymore. Nobody knows what it's like to be alone anymore. When was the last time you didn't have social media? When was the last time you picked up a book and read it? When was the last time you walked in the park and not talked to anyone through texting, via emailing, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? Tag, any of the other social websites. It's so many, it's unreal. We are always connecting with other people, but we are never connecting with ourselves. Why is that? Why don't we have a relationship with ourselves first? We have all these relationships with other people. We can't stand to be alone. If we be alone for more than 5 seconds, we have an anxiety attack. We got to take a picture. We got to make a post. We got to share it with somebody. When the last time you had a thought of yourself, by yourself, with yourself, for yourself, and you did not share it? Social media is great in its own way, but we are very addicted to it. People are off all across the night on Facebook. When do you actually sleep? Without checking your phone or your laptop or your notebook or your computer or your desktop or your iPad. or your iPhone or your Galaxy or whatever cell phone you have. Time you ever took time out and been by yourself? When was the last time you had an ice cream cone without taking a picture and putting it on Facebook or Instagram? When was the last time you did anything for yourself, just for yourself, and you did not share it with the world to see? When was the last time you actually had a thought that was your thought that you didn't put up on Facebook or Twitter? So much social media, but yet still you are not social with yourself. Why is that? Why are so many people looking for love, but not loving themselves? Why is that? Why do we have so many predators? Why is that the norm now? Why do we have men that are not acting like men, but acting like women or every other thing else under the sun? Why do we have women that are not acting like women, but want to be men? Why is there so much confusion and chaos and identity? The reason why you have identity crisis, because you don't know who you is in Christ. That's why you have identity with yourself. That's why you screw it up. Once you get your identity with Christ right, you will get identity with yourself right. You don't want to walk around as a man in a dress and heels. That's not normal. But that's abnormal behavior that trying to be normal. When you don't know who your true identity is in Christ, in the spirit world, you have a problem in the physical world. One reflects the other. That's where the chaos and the commotion start. You're like a child. Why are you 40, 50 years old still playing video games? Why is that? When are we actually going to be who we are supposed to be and do the right thing? If you have any questions, email me at wlqnr112@gmail.com. I want you to know that 2015, are you going to keep doing the same old, or are you always going to make a cop out? Are you always going to blame other people for your mistakes? Or are you going to challenge yourself to take ownership and do better? Are you going to fight the good fight? Or are you just going to give up easily and just walk away?
Eo, RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Pero nos amamos, ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué más le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show.
So, if you have a confusion about if you're a grown woman or you a girl want to be a grown woman before your time. If you have an identity problem with what you're facing in the mirror, that's not a good sign. When I look in the mirror, I see myself as a man. I do not see myself as a woman. I don't act like a woman. I don't do anything a woman like because I'm a man. I think like a man. I talk like a man and my emotions of a man. You have so many people walking, looking in the mirror and they see themselves as a woman. So they go with the operation to be something or not. Confusion is no joke. We have so many people that are just lost, but yet still they always want relationships with somebody because that's our basic instinct since birth is to have a relationship come in when you don't know what relationship you're getting into. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be loved, but first you have to give love. You got to have love in yourself for yourself first. You got to love yourself first. It is important to have self-love. We have so many people that have been abused, so many people have been raped, so many people committing murder, so many people on drugs because they don't have self-worth. They're looking for an easy way out for the top pills. Smoke it up, drink it up, suck it up, inhale it, whatever, inject it, whatever, to get away from the pain. You cannot run away from pain. There is no easy way to mask hurt. There is no easy way to get through rejection. You have to go through it. Nothing is easy. Success is not easy. It takes work to get to the top. It just don't happen by accident. So many people think, if I play the lottery or I do scratch-offs, I'm going to get this money and my life is going to be better. No, it's not going to be better. We also take time. Food for the Soul with Jeffrey Moon Weldon. If you have any questions or feedback, please email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Hope you enjoy this show and keep loving the show. And know that ownership is important. Love yourself.
Eo, RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, ahí vamos.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué más le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Pero nos amamos, ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú quieres.
ponerle un truquito ahí. Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió. A mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no. Cuando no me tienes en la casa te altera. Si no me sientes cerca te desespera. Me quiere dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de loquera.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpate.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie lidé. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Yo ahí va. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos y ahí vamos.
Que tú discutas.